probably remember how to do this kind of thing a little bit.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while, but great to see you. Mark
nice
Campo,
to see you.
The head football coach of the Oberlin Phoenix. And first off, welcome back to Lorain County.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Excited.
So tell us about this, the challenge in coming back to Lorain County. And, you know, for our listeners who maybe don't know, take us a little bit back where you've been and how long you were gone from Lorain County to come back to Oberlin.
Well, I grew up in Lorain County.
Right.
And played at Lorain Admiral King. Had some great influences, some great coaches coming through. Tom El Cisco being one of them, who mentored me along the way. So then I became the head. Bill Jones was another one. Then I became the head coach at Lorain Admiral King, my alma mater, which was a great experience, and we were able to get it going and win some games, win a conference championship. Then I went over to Westlake for about 6-7 years and able to get that going and won a conference championship and made the playoffs. And I want one more last hurrah, I guess. Just football has been a great game for me and a bit great influence, and I want to pass that along to, you know, other youths that want to play. And it's more than playing football. It just sets you up, you know, for your entire future in life. It's everything you do is competitive, and you have to perform and you have to work hard. And that's what I'm trying to teach, you know, the kids at Oberlin. And they've had some rough years, we're going to try to get it going. And it all starts, I'll say this, with the athletic director is the second year, Bryce Johnson, who is an Oberlin alum, and just, I mean, he's done everything. He has a vision, and great support, great with kids. It all starts with the youth program if you want anything to be sustainable. So the youth program's going. The middle school program, we're trying to get going again. We're starting with 8-man football this year. And then, you know, the challenge is, you know, we don't want to wait for those kids this many years to go by to come up. So you gotta do something with the high school kids and get them to buy in and come out and work hard and play.
In your years at Lorain, even though you didn't play against Oberlin or really see them, you knew Oberlin back when they were in their heyday and what it can be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you explain that to the kids, or is that just so far down the line that you don't really? But you've seen it. You know what they can do.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell them right now, because I've been around and I've been in the building and I've seen the kids and I've seen the athletes. It's not that they're not there. It's that they have to come out. So that's the sticking point. Oberlin really is just getting in their own way. The kids just have to come out, work hard, and play, and there's no reason that we shouldn't win football games in Lorain County.
What were the numbers looking like so far this year, Coach? Did you get a good amount of kids out for the program this year?
We have a good core group. We got about 26 kids right now, they work hard. They show up. They do what they're supposed to do. So we're building their confidence. I'm a guy that, you know, I've coached just about every offensive system and defensive system that there is, so I'm not coming to come in and say, hey, this is what we do. We're going to look at our kids and try to fit the best system that will, you know, that they can do, you know, that they'll be able to perform and have success. So that's what we're in the process doing on both sides of the ball.
One thing that I've learned since coming to WELL, Coach, is in the Lorain County League, a lot of these games are won or lost in the offensive and defensive line. How do you guys look in the trenches on the other side of the ball?
I mean, we're coming along. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, I've seen enough football players and been around a lot of teams. It's not always the most talented team that wins. It's the tougher team. It's a team that's willing to be physical and mix it up. And so everything that we do in a controlled way is trying to promote, you know, physical play. Because that's going to be a determining factor whether you're going to win football games or not. We have plenty of athletes. That's not going to be an issue. We got kids that can throw it, catch it, run it. So you're right up front on both sides of the ball. More so on defense, because, you know, you can't hide on defense. You got to tackle. So we got to find people that are tough, that are going to mix it up and stick their head in there and you know, tackle. And if we do that, we'll be okay.
Mark, how much of this is going to be mental And what I mean is you've talked about how the Oberlin kids have struggled over the last, you know, few years. It's no secret on the football field. How much of that is mental? What can you take from your previous stops to sort of maybe help them see it through? I mean, I don't remember or know if they've had a coach with as much experience as you do coming in. Not, maybe that doesn't matter to this group of kids. I don't know. I don't read the history books. But I'm just thinking for you, how much will that help you, and how much of this is going to be a mental hurdle for these kids?
Well, I don't think I told them the past is the past. We can't do anything about the past, but we can learn from it. And the second thing is, you know, we can control what we do now and our future. And we tell them every day, we have good football players. So we just have to build their confidence, and I think we're doing that. I think they're becoming more confident as we do our systems, and we had some success in some 7-on-7s. We have some success, you know, going against each other in practice. So the scrimmage is important. So as we have these positive things, and the coaches are very encouraging. That's the other thing. I got a great coaching staff. I have, Jeff Risen, who's been a head coach for a long time. John Nesbitt, who was at Lorraine Admiral King and forever coaching offensive line and coached NFL players. Howard Chambers, who is an Oberlin alum, who's great with kids. Ray Southern, who's an assistant principal, great with kids. And then Coach Richard Krause, who's been around a while. So, I mean, they all get it, and it's your interaction with kids. I mean, we're positive with them. We're teaching the game, coaching them, you know, up on techniques, and they're picking it up. And as each day goes by, each practice goes by, and we repeat things, you can see they're getting better, and you can see that confidence start to build. And we, like I said, I told them, we're going to win, and they're good football players, and believe that. And that's the message that we're sending, and we're working hard towards that goal, and there's no reason, I believe, and the coaching staff believes, that can't happen.
Again, we're joined by Mark Campbell, first-year head coach with the Oberlin Phoenix, as they open up the season at home against the Plymouth Big Red. Still play the home games at Oberlin College?
Still play the home games at Oberlin College.
That's not a bad facility.
Not a bad facility, no.
Point being, does that bring a little excitement for the kids to go there?
I think it does. I mean, anytime that you get to play in a college facility, I mean, whatever level it is, it's a nice facility.
Yeah.
So I would be excited to play. I'm sure they're excited to play. I think the excitement needs to be just to be able to play the game of football. That's what excites me, and that's what should excite them. That, you know, I can't wait to play the game of football. I can't wait to be in a game. I can't wait for that experience. And I tell them, you know, I tell them, too, once you experience that win, then that's going to take us to another level, too.
A smarter person than me told me once that they don't know how much, they don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
Right.
Is that true? And where in that are you guys right now?
Oh, they know they can count on us. We'll do anything that we can to help them out with whatever they're going through, whether it's school wide, outside of school, football wise, job wise. I mean, we help kids that have to work, find jobs, whatever they need, they know they can count on us. But on the flip side, they also know that we're going to hold them accountable, and they need to do the things that they're supposed to do, work hard, rules are in place that need to be followed to get us to where we need to be. And that's not just, you know, that's not just in football, that's in school, and that's even once you leave the doors of Oberlin High School and graduate and go whatever route you choose to go.
Anything else? Mark, we just want to wish you the best of luck. It's great to have you back in Lorain County. Old guys like me know who you are. I'll explain it to this young fellow about Mark Campbell. But it's awesome to have you back in Lorain County. And
Thank
we
you.
Want to wish you and the Oberlin Phoenix the best of luck this year. Thanks
so
much.
Thanks so much.